This is Akashwani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a 5-day tour to Cyprus, Canada and Croatia today. At the invitation of President of Cyprus, Nikos Christodoulides, Prime Minister Modi will pay an official visit to Cyprus today. While in Nicosia, Prime Minister will hold talks with President Christodoulides and address the business leaders in Limassol. In the second leg of his visit at the invitation of Prime Minister of Canada, Mark Carney, Mr. Modi will travel to Kananaskis in Canada tomorrow to participate in the G7 summit. Prime Minister will also hold several bilateral meetings on the sidelines of the summit. In the final leg of his tour, Prime Minister Modi will undertake an official visit to Croatia on 18th of June. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has reaffirmed that national security remains a priority, making it clear that any attempt to threaten India's sovereignty will be met with decisive action. He underscored the government's firm stance on protecting the nation's interests. He also emphasized the importance of discipline, ideological commitment, and public service in shaping the future of the party and the nation. He was addressing a gathering of the Bharatiya Janata Party's MP-MLA training camp in the scenic hill station of Panchmadi, Madhya Pradesh, yesterday. Civil Aviation Minister K. Ram Mohan Naidu informed that Directorate General of Civil Aviation has given an order for extended surveillance of the 34 Boeing 787 planes which are currently present on the Indian aircraft fleet. He added that out of them, 8 have already been inspected in immediate urgency. Briefing media in New Delhi yesterday, the minister informed that a high-level committee of experts from various sectors is also being formed to look into the investigation of the incident. Gujarat Home Minister Harsh Sanghvi provided an update regarding the ongoing efforts to identify the victims of the tragic London-bound Air India flight crash, noting that 19 DNA samples have not so far confirming the identities of several victims. Meanwhile, Air India also announced an interim financial assistance package of 25 lakh rupees for families of the deceased and to the survivor in the tragic crash. In Uttar Pradesh, ISRO has successfully conducted a rocket launching test in Kushinagar yesterday, marking the first time a payload was launched via a rocket from UP soil. The test, in collaboration with Thrust Tech India Limited, saw the rocket ascend 1.1 kilometer, marking a complete success. This test was a prelude to a larger event in October-November, which where around 900 youth-built satellites will be tested. Commander of the Sri Lanka Army, Lieutenant General BKGM Lasanta Rodrigo, met Army Chief General Upendra Dwivedi in the national capital and engaged in discussions aimed at enhancing bilateral defence cooperation and strengthening military-to-military ties. Yesterday, the General Officer graced the passing out parade at the Indian Military Academy, IMA, Dehradun, as the reviewing officer. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar appreciated France's strong support for India in the fight against terrorism as he concluded his 4-day visit to France yesterday. During the visit, Dr. Jaishankar held meetings with President Emmanuel Macron and his French counterpart Jean-Noël Barrot. The Ministry of External Affairs in a press release said the two sides committed to fully implement the Horizon 2047 roadmap and defense industrial roadmap that were agreed between the two leaders. Both sides also expressed satisfaction in the advances made in bilateral cooperation in emerging sectors. In the United States, a state representative and her husband were shot dead while a state senator and his wife were injured in their homes in two separate shooting incidents in Minnesota. President Donald Trump said that he has been briefed on the shooting incidents in Minnesota, which appears to be a targeted attack against state lawmakers. According to authorities, a manhunt is underway for the gunman who was impersonating a police officer. The Board of Control for Cricket in India, BCCI, held its 28th Apex Council meeting last evening, during which a committee was formed to prevent cases like the stampede outside Bengaluru's M. Chinnaswamy Stadium after Royal Challenger Bengaluru's maiden Indian Premier League title win. The Apex Council confirmed the venues for India's upcoming white ball home series against New Zealand scheduled to be held in early 2026. And that is the end of this news bulletin.